The kinematics and ionization structure of the extended emission line region of QSOE 1821+643, by Sara A. Rosborough et al. The most luminous quasars are created by major gas-rich mergers, and E1821+643, an optically luminous quasar situated at the center of a cool core cluster, appears to be in the late stages of the post-merger blowout phase. This quasar is also identified as a gravitational recoil candidate, in which the supermassive black hole SMBH has received a recoil kick due to anisotropic emission of gravitational waves during the coalescence of a progenitor SMBH binary. We analyze long slit spectra of the extended, ionized gas surrounding E1821+643 to study its kinematics and ionization. We have identified three kinematically distinct components, which we associate, respectively, with a wide-angle polar wind from the nucleus, kinematically undisturbed gas, and a redshifted arc-like structure of gas, at a distance of 3 to 4 (13 to 18 kpc) from the nucleus. The latter component coincides with the northern and eastern extremities of an arc of OIII emission seen in HST images. This feature could trace a tidal tail originating from a merger with a gas-rich galaxy to the southeast of the nucleus, whose presence has been inferred by Aravena et al. From the detection of CO emission. Alternatively, the arc could be the remnant of a shell of gas swept up by a powerful quasar wind. The emission line ratios of the extended gas are consistent with photoionization by the quasar, but a contribution from radiative shocks cannot be excluded. This was the kinematics and ionization structure of the extended emission line region of QSOE 1821+643, by Sara A. Rosborough et al.